Dreamscape presents Night Star by Fern Michaels. Narrated by Lisa Lockford. 1. Whoever coined the phrase Blue Monday had certainly known what he was talking about, Karen Ainsley thought morosely from her desk in the typing pool of Raven Cosmetics. It was raining in New York City, proverbial cats and dogs, and had been for several days. The rent was due in 2 days, and if this weather continued, she wouldn't be able to make her class at the community college where she was enrolled in a secretarial course. Impatiently, Karen brushed at a feather of hair that kept eluding the tight bun at the back of her head. She frowned and her glasses slipped down on her nose. Darn it, when were her contacts going to be ready? She frowned again. Even if they were ready today, it would be another 3 weeks before she could save the money to pay for them. She brightened momentarily when she visualized the day she would get them, and then, voila, she would be an instant beauty with gorgeous men throwing themselves at her feet. She would also get a new hairdo, of course, to go with the fantastic job she would have once she had finished her secretarial course in a few weeks. A new life, sort of. Off with the old Karen and on with the new. She shouldn't be thinking about that now, not with all the work sitting unfinished on her desk. It was secretary week, or so the sign hanging in the outer office said. With all the secretaries at Raven Cosmetics out to a fantastic lunch, she was holding down the fort, along with her supervisor, Maggie Bryant. "Karen, stop what you're doing and come with me," ordered an agitated voice from behind the partition in the long typing pool room. "Hurry, please."
"What is it, Miss Bryant? Did I do something wrong?"
Karen asked in a fearful voice.
"Good heavens, no, child. On the contrary, you've done something..."